Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
But yeah, so moral of this conversation, besides the fact that I'm not on steroids, so go fuck yourself, is that think logically. Like, before you want to judge anybody, one, you don't know them. Two, you don't know their parents. Three, you don't know their background.
Right.
You know, you don't know anything about them, so shut up. Between the Reps with Brooke Entz and Gina Chuncharulo is a CastBox original, produced alongside Studio 71.
CastBox is the fastest growing and highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android, where you can find all your favorite podcasts.
You can listen to Between the Reps wherever you get your podcasts, but we hope you'll give CastBox a shot. We think it's the best. Hey guys, welcome to Between the Reps with Brooke and Gina. With Gina and Brooke.
We're starting now.
We're starting. This okay. Is the start. This episode, we're going to talk about, well, first of all, this episode, you're going to hear some ads. Want to know why? Because we're getting on the map.
That's true.
You should be pumped.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about our experience with some face masks, because last time we talked to you about the new ones.
Right. We tried them last night.
Yeah. And okay, I'll be completely honest with you guys. Want to know why? Because I'm honest. The new Athea masks, the new ones that we just launched, I had not yet tried the final finished product. I've tried all of the sample products mm-hmm. to kind of get to our finished product. So last night, I sampled
the clay mask.
The clay mask.
The mud
and
mask.
I told you about that. Mm-hmm. I know we're saying last night. We literally just outed ourselves that we've filmed a podcast last week for yesterday for last week.
Next
and
week.
And today for the next week. Anyways, fuck it.
Yeah.
We tried them. We're going to talk about it.
Stuff.
And then we're going to talk about some other shit. And then we're going to talk about my visit to the Capitol. Very small amount because I already told you about it. But we're mostly, I was there and I got to go train some of the members of the Capitol at Super Training Gym, which is Mark Bell's gym. Mark Bell, wonderful guy, power lifter, bodybuilder now. Like, he is someone for sure. He's so committed to whatever he's choosing to do, and he loves to try new things. And not only does it help him keep his business alive, which is booming, he has Slingshot, if you guys haven't heard of that. They make a ton of
equipment. I didn't realize that
equipment.
Was him.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Ton of equipment for, one, lifting, but two, like, warm-up type stuff. Like, we use hip circles a lot. So hip circles are really good. It goes around your legs. It's really good for warming your hips up, your glutes up, things like that. But you can also use them to train people when they do squat. So people that have like valgus knees, if you guys don't know what valgus is, it's when our knees collapse inward when you squat.
That's why you always your knees out.
So like you would use something like that with those athletes to always have them putting pressure outwards.
Mm-hmm.
to push against the band. Anyways, we use them all the time. We're going to talk about my experience there, coaching, and the vlog that they made of my little class I taught, and I watched it this morning.
Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about that later.
We're going to talk about that later. And just to tease that, let's just say this. I do not use steroids. Oh, my God.
I know.
It's so funny, like, when people want to talk about that, or, like, and it's always social. It's online. But guess what? Words hurt.
Yeah, they do.
Okay? It makes me laugh, though, and I always like to comment back, like, well, I mean, the things that they're pointing out on me to try and claim that that's something, I could only have that because of XYZ.
Right, like, it takes away all your hard work.
More than that, apparently my mom must have been dosing me since I was really young then.
Yeah.
And my mom must have been dosing herself.
Your mom's on steroids, for sure.
And my sisters, and my brother, and my right. dad. And
everyone's
my,
on steroids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll get back to that.
Coming back to it.
Okay, so last night, we tried the masks.
Yep.
And I tried the, what was that one called? The hydrating, the...
You know what? Before we talk about the masks, let's tell them what we did before. Because let's set the tone. Because what you really want to bring up is how I passed out.
Oh, well, we went to the gym late.
Needed to train. Almost didn't want to go. It was just a long day, travel day. We were up really early.
Yeah, we went to, I just forgot what it was called.
Equinox. I'd always wanted to go there.
That is a fancy gym.
I always wanted to go there because it definitely, when you're here, like
it's
in LA.
It's bougie.
Everyone talks about it like it's the most bougie place you've been to.
Yeah.
So I was excited.
Mm-hmm.
We tried to find some research because we knew that you had to have like a membership. And we thought, oh, they may not do like drop-ins.
Maybe it's have like to club. Know a guest.
And then a friend of mine mentioned, oh, no, you can do it. You can pay a drop-in. And I was like, okay. So we went.
Mm-hmm.
And as we're pulling in, not only do we make a fool of ourselves because we couldn't quite figure out what the parking attendant was telling us, and I did a full circle.
We kept circling.
I come back around.
He keeps looking at us like, why aren't you doing? He goes, go right. And we went left.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Well, I mean, he was like, all right, so you're just going to head down there, go straight all the way, and then you can park on the right.
But there were a bunch of cars. And we didn't know you could double stack.
Didn't know the straight meant it'll take you in a circle. Didn't come to a fork in the road. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the parking spots that were on the right were clearly for valet. It was like the double parking spots.
Yeah. Well, so we figured it out. We parked. Yeah. We got in there. We realized that you can't just drop in, so we had to drop a name to try to get in.
As we're joking as we're driving there, like, watch us get there and then be like, huh, no.
Sorry.
Nah.
Nah, you're not allowed.
You're not allowed. And that's exactly what happened.
Another Julia Roberts moment. Big mistake.
Big mistake. Went up to the desk. We're like, hey, can we do a drop in? And they're like, actually.
We don't do that.
We don't do that. And I'm like, oh, shoot. I'm like, well, we haven't been here. We're just here for work. A friend of mine mentioned that we actually could pay a drop-in fee, and they're like, well, if you know a member, like, we can actually just look their name up, and they, because if you have a friend or, I don't know, a foe.
Friend or a foe. If you're going to go to your enemy's gym.
Yeah. When they're not there and use their name to get in, we can do a guest pass.
Yeah.
And they didn't need to be there. It wasn't a big deal. So I was like, okay, well, name.
Yeah, so we finagled our way in, basically.
I gave a name.
Yeah, we finagled. So anyway, we got in there. It was very cool.
Beautiful.
It's like big, big Globo gym.
From like the moment you walk in, it's beautiful.
Yeah, and it was really hard because my foot's broken right now. So trying to like find things that I can do were challenging.
Yeah,
but we figured it out.
She walked us around a little bit, showed us where stuff was at. Me and Gina walk in. We don't train in Globo gyms. I mean, the first thing that really threw us off was the mirror.
Oh my God.
The mirrors. So many mirrors.
In CrossFit, you don't have mirrors everywhere. Well, you don't have mirrors except for in the bathroom and the changing room.
And sometimes
I want to watch myself.
Sometimes
I look
literally
at what I
commit to not looking in the mirror.
I know.
Like I think, you know, can't change it.
Right.
This is what I'm working with. Can't change
it. We do
that at home. Don't look in the mirror.
Yeah.
So we walk in, tons of people, beautiful people, a lot of fit people, fit looking people.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. They're like, what? Yeah, fit looking.
I think you were the most fit looking female for sure.
Female.
Yes.
Walk in, tons of equipment. I'm like scoping it out, see what we have. They've got one actual wood platform.
Mm-hmm.
Couple areas where you can squat, like with a barbell and not a machine. tons of endurance equipment, tons mm-hmm. of like cardio equipment. Walk around, keep going. They've got like towels in the fridge. Walk to the bathroom, big locker rooms, tons of lockers. Those are always really great.
Mm-hmm.
Showers, all the good stuff.
All the amenities.
So we go back. We're like, all right, well, we need to find a bike because
Gina's somewhere to put my leg up.
We're walking and you go, I'm just going to walk on the treadmill. I'm like, oh, like Quasimodo, just sliding one leg. What'd you tell me last night? Like, I can't use your foot, but you forget that you can use your knee.
Yeah. So I walk like I have a stiff leg, but I go, oh, shit, I can bend my knee.
I'm going to call you peg
leg.
The
best part is that you start walking like me. You are walking like with a limp, not realizing it.
That's how much I like love her. Sympathy. Sympathy.
Thank you.
Limp.
I appreciate that.
Find a bike. Get on a bike.
Warmed up. We did some pull-ups. The worst is like you don't even realize. I never realized how ugly I am when I pull up.
Dude, same.
Like, I don't want, like, the mirror is right in front of me, and I'm, like, straining. I can see, like, all, like,
when I walked over there to kind of do my, like, PT warm-up stuff while you were still warming up on the bike, was the first time I really looked at, had to see myself in the mirror.
Because you've been avoiding it all day?
Yeah. Well, and just in general, like you said, in CrossFit, we, and in, like, a functional training gym, not a lot of mirrors. Maybe some have like an area that might have like a bodybuilding, you know, like conventional training area, free weights, and they might have a mirror,
mm-hmm.
but we don't. And the gyms that we've been to aren't really any mirrors. And I'm just doing scap push-ups and scap pull-ups. So scap push-ups is you get into a nice push-up position and you don't actually bend your arms or take your body lower to the ground. You are just focusing on that movement of your scapula. And through my recovery, I'm trying to rebuild like that muscle-mind connection of, mm-hmm. like, getting things to move the way they need to, especially because I am so strong that it can be very easy for me to, or anyone, I would say.
Rely on your other muscles.
But it wouldn't really change a lot. And mm-hmm. I still would do the movement, and I still would get things done. But at a certain point, I would either re-injure myself and have an imbalance, or I would be stuck and not be able to move. I wouldn't get stronger.
Right, because so it's isolating that one area.
Yeah, but I'm mm-hmm. I'm up on the pull-up bar doing my scap-only pull-ups. I'm looking at myself, and I'm just like, oh. One, this is weird. Two, you were so far away from me. And there's so many people that, like, they're all there doing their own thing, you mm-hmm. know? And I'm so used to everyone kind of knowing each other.
Right.
That, like, as I stand down and I'm waiting, like, resting between sets, I don't know where to look. So I'm stuck looking at myself in the mirror.
You kept looking across at me.
But like you're really, you're like directly in front of me, but like really far away.
Right.
And then there's all these people that if they glanced at me, they thought I was grinning at them. But I wasn't.
I don't know what to do with my, hands.
Yeah, I run right over to Gina. I'm like, all right, that's weird.
Let's go do something together.
So we did some strict pull-ups.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went over to the free weights.
Mine were weighted because of my boot. And my fanny pack.
I got a lot of shit in my fanny pack. You said, mine were weighted because my boobs. Oh, I do.
I mean, my boobs have gotten bigger since I've gained weight.
Since heavier than mine, for sure. But went over. We did hit arms.
Yeah, bro.
There was for sure a moment. Like I told Gina, we were doing a super shoulders set. Yeah, front set of like.
We were going to.
Front set, front raise, mm-hmm. and lateral raise.
Mm-hmm.
Rest. And I go. On the pull-ups, we did 10 sets. I did 10 sets of five.
I did twos.
And she did 10 sets of mm-hmm. two. And so I kind of like, oh, we'll do 10 sets because we're kind of doing a little bit of like
strict
a
pull-ups, like not a
body,
kipping.
Yeah, bodybuilding, bodybuilding session. And then we're going to do some intensity mm-hmm. on a piece of a cardio equipment. And then we get to the lateral, front and lateral raises. And she looks at me and she goes, are we doing 10 sets? And I was like, maybe eight.
You go 10 sets of 10.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
I did.
Wow, that's 100. Like that's the only time I can do math is when somebody gives me really high reps. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute.
Wait a second.
That's way too many.
Did those, rested.
Yeah.
Then we did some single arm bent over rows with tempo.
Mm-hmm.
So that's for sure the one where you put one arm on the bench, one knee on the bench, same arm, same leg. And you have the other leg sort of balancing you out. And it's really important. Keep your body nice and stiff. You want, anytime you're moving weight, you don't like only focus on that. But that's one thing, right? Like in conventional, you mm-hmm. kind of do one muscle at a time. So we're doing our tempo and we're focusing on really good body position. I told Gina, it's like, I wanted to do 10 sets of 10. It seemed like a good idea at the time because I'm really trying to build my shoulders back. want those boulders for shoulders.
You already have
them. And I'm looking at myself in the mirror, and the lighting in there is like top notch for, you know, Instagram.
Yeah, no, and vlogging. It was decent.
And I'm looking at myself in the mirror, and I was like, ah.
I don't think I need to
do 10 sets of 10.
Your shoulders looked awesome.
I was
awesome.
Just like super pumped up.
Yeah.
And
so we didn't
I
do the other shoulder stuff.
I tried to not look at people, and Gina's like, I'm looking at everyone looking at you.
I was. I always like wonder, like, what are they thinking? But I mean, it's always good. It's usually good. But
it'll work out.
You always see the guys, like, they're like, they feel like they have to step their game up.
And I think that's always really funny. I saw some of them doing that. It's great. It feels good. I feel like I'm like kind of motivating them.
Yeah.
To work harder.
Right.
You know? Did that. Finished with the, we actually did some RDLs too for the booty and the hammies.
Went over to my left butt cheek.
Yes, you did one thing.
Just one.
Went over to the ski erg and we did 5 sets of 150 meter sprint on the ski erg.
Mm-hmm.
Hard. Got the hell out of there. Starving.
Mm-hmm.
Go home. And we're like, usually when we're in LA,
we go out.
We're like, we're at find a nice place, a fun place for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
We go home, we get cleaned up, we go out, we get dinner. We usually go to the comedy store. And then we go home, go to bed, get up, and come into work. We were both just so tired. Like, let's go and do those face masks, get food, watch a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Did that.
Yeah, but you didn't watch the movie.
No.
So, yeah, we get the masks on.
I put the mud mask on.
Yeah, and I had the sheet mask, which I have to say, I did mention on the last one that most of them don't fit my face, and it fit my face perfectly.
Yeah, it's the first thing you said, and she was able to drink wine.
I could drink wine out of the little mouth hole and see at the same time, so it was amazing.
We sit down, we eat, I put my mask on, and immediately I'm falling asleep.
I'm freaking knocked out.
And Gina goes, I remember I was like trying not to let her see me. I was even trying not to like doze off too much.
Plus I'm watching a scary movie by myself.
Yeah, that's a no-go for us. If we're going to watch it, you watch it together. Yeah. There are 4 eyes watching this. And she looks at me and she goes, what did you say?
I go, hey, babe, do you want to wash that off? Or do you want to sleep in that? Or do you want to wash that off before you fall asleep? And what'd you say?
I was like, I'm gonna wash up. And you're like, are you sleeping? I was like, no, I'm just napping.
No, yeah. You go, no, I'm just napping. And I go, no, you're falling asleep. You're falling asleep.
I was like, no. And then I literally zonked out.
You knocked out with that face mask on.
I wake up to Gina being so sweet, but I'm actually convinced that she was gonna suffocate me. And she's standing over me and she was like, babe, we have to wash your mask off. And so she's got like
I brought you a warm washcloth and then a dry one.
And we wipe my face off, dry it off, and
I was saying this morning that I was irritated. I was like, I was so irritated because I couldn't fall asleep.
Yeah.
So I ended up watching that whole scary movie by myself.
There,
and then you're just out there just sleeping like a baby in your clay mask.
Well, and you pet me to
and
sleep.
I did. I pet your head. But that's why she thought, I told her this morning, I said, I was so irritated that you were sleeping and I couldn't sleep. And then you're like, yeah, I was kind of convinced that maybe you were trying to smother me.
Like I woke up and I caught you. That's why you wiped my face off. Versus you were really about to suffocate me.
I was about to suffocate you, but no. Oh no, here I have a wet washcloth.
Yeah.
But the mask was awesome.
Yeah. Well, you
liked it. I really, really liked it.
You liked it because you said there were the two sides were different. What did you explain it?
Oh, it has like a paper on the outside and then sometimes just all the goop is on that.
Yeah.
But it had almost like this little gel part that sat on your face. So it was like cooling.
Did you, because I didn't see you put it on, did you put it on and then take the other side off?
No,
or did you take it off first and then lay it on?
Yeah, you have to take the one side off and then you know, when you pull that side off, that's the side that goes on your face.
Okay.
Yeah, and it had lots of stuff in it.
It smelled
which I
so
like
good.
That too. It smelled really good.
Yeah.
And I like when it has a lot of the liquid. I don't know, what is that called? Whatever it is. And you can like kind of put it all over your neck and...
And because there was extra where, I mean, I've put them on before where as I'm putting it on, you do almost feel like you kind of run out of the stuff. You don't want to like touch the mask too much. But in this one, you could almost.
I probably could have folded it back up and honestly put it back in like the fridge or something and used it again.
Used it again.
Yeah. Anyway.
Very cool.
Try that next time.
I felt good this morning. The clay mask is a little bit more of a detox mask. It's like a CBD Dead Sea. Amazing. Smells so good mask. And it feels really good. What I asked you is, how did your skin feel this morning?
Because
you used
great.
The moisturizing one.
Yeah, no, it felt great. It really did.
So we loved them. We're going to use them again.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think like the clay mask is to be used all the time, but...
Yeah, I don't know. You because
the moisturizing
ones
you have to moisturize
after that.
Yeah.
because you were going to fall asleep after you wiped it all off. And you're like, I got to get up and brush my teeth.
Woke up like a lizard.
And I was like, nah, you don't have to brush your teeth. I don't care. Whatever.
Good morning.
And then you were like, yeah, but I kind of need some moisturizer.
I did. Dry. I was a little dry.
A little dry. Anyway.
Masks were great.
Yep.
We love them. I'm really pumped that the Athea one is one that like, you liked it because you haven't even, you didn't try any of the samples. Mm-mm. So no. If you guys need some moisture in your life.
Moisture. Get all that moisture. Yeah.
All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back and I'm going to talk to you about D-balls.
What is a D-ball?
Guess you'll find out in just a minute.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey guys, I know you're still listening because you love me and Gina so much. And we're going to talk about D-balls. And some of you are like,
you're on the edge of your
some
seat.
Some of you are literally like, what's a D-ball?
I really don't know.
And some of you that are crossers are like, oh yeah, I know D-balls. They're so fun. And then some of you guys are like, oh,
D-ball. I thought
D-ball.
It was a dirty word.
Really?
Yeah. What is a D-ball?
Okay. Well, I was saying it for the people that are like, oh, steroids.
Oh.
I don't know like the full word for there's a, like a type of Deanna ball.
Oh.
I don't know. Okay. I went to the Capitol. I went to Sacramento. Got to go to the Capitol. I hung out with a bunch of senators and I was there as a guest of Senator Gibson, Mark Stone. And Mark Stone is actually from our mm-hmm. area. And Philip Chen. Mm-hmm. And all of which... I don't know if Mark Stone is really into like fitness and stuff, but Philip Chen and Gibson are very much into fitness and they started doing the California Fitness Week and they wrote a resolution for that. And it's, I think last year was the first time and they're really pushing for health and fitness in our state. And
which we need.
Yeah. And I didn't realize that I was there as a guest until I was there and they're like, our guest is here. So it was very amazing. I have this really big, beautifully framed resolution that has my name on it and the whole thing is written up about me and they all signed it and it's very cool. I'm just going to carry it in my car.
That's what you were saying on the last.
Seatbelt it into my front seat.
Try to get out of everything.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like you're such a criminal.
Oh, I'm just getting in trouble all the time. We went to Super Training Gym, which is Mark Bell's gym. Very cool. The last time I was there, It's a new facility. It's a giant warehouse because that's where they have all of their inventory. It's where they do everything out of there for Slingshot. And it was way more put together. It was really cool to get to go there and see it, mm-hmm. and then also be able to train there and also be there while a lot of other people were just training. I love powerlifting gyms because people mean business. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
And yeah, we were talking about that.
And I love like CrossFit gyms, same thing.
Right,
but
the community part.
Went there. I knew I was going to get to train, which I was pumped for because I'd been traveling. And I knew that I was going to be maybe coaching some people, which I did. So there were three people that are all members of the Capitol, and one of which who is a powerlifter. One of which has only ever done one CrossFit type workout. The girl that was there, she just started CrossFit a year ago. Mm-hmm. And then the other guy, Spencer, that's his last name, by the way. He is a powerlifter and he's done a CrossFit competition because Philip Chen was like, hey, want to do a CrossFit
like
competition?
Dared him.
Yeah. And he's like, I've never really done it, but
oh my
yeah, okay.
God.
And we did a little workout. I took them through. I warmed them up, kind of just took them through sort of my training day mm-hmm. and made things a little bit different, mostly based on, one, our time, like how much time we had, mm-hmm. two, the equipment they had. So for instance, we were going to do in the workout a salt bike, but they didn't have assault bikes. They had one type of like an air bike, mm-hmm. and then they had a ski erg, a rower, and they had this like climber thing. Have you ever seen the people that get on and they like
and they
you
do this?
Use your arms and your feet and it's like you're climbing? I had never done that before. Hard.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you like change the resistance or is it just your?
I think you could. I didn't mess with it at all.
You're like it was probably
but
on high.
But you can
didn't
also
know it.
Change like how big your range
oh, like
of
how,
motion.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
So we warmed him up. We did a little round rock, like a little round robin, except for no one got kicked out of the roundness to warm up. Uh-huh. I took them through some PT stuff I do for my shoulder so I could teach them some really good like rehab, prehab stuff that you mm-hmm. can add into a day if you're going to do a lot of shoulder day, go overhead, things like that. And then we did some squat warm up the hips, and we did some tempo back squats.
Mm-hmm.
It was funny because like I shared a bar with one of the guys and he was totally fine with it,
right?
But at a certain point he started adding weight to his bar and I didn't add weight to mine. I think I was doing like 225 and that was more than enough.
Well, tempo
me.
Yeah, that's yeah. makes it harder.
Did that, and then we did a little workout. The workout was five rounds, maybe six rounds, and we did work rest, which is nice. I love interval training, and it was high step ups into ground to shoulder,
mm-hmm.
into a sprint on the assault bike is what it was. And it was for a certain amount of calories, but I changed it so we all could kind of use whatever equipment that we wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone picked what they were going to do. And we picked our equipment. We started. The D-ball thing. They have like big medicine balls.
Oh.
Everyone knows what a medicine ball is.
Okay.
So the company that their equipment was from, they're really big. Like when we use, so in CrossFit, we use their, I'm pretty sure they're called D-balls, and they're rubber. And they're big, yeah, the big black rubber balls.
I know what you're talking about.
Big black rubber balls. And for sure, there are some bigger ones. Like if you're going to pick a 150-pound ball up, it's going to be bigger. To put more sand and shit in there.
Well, now I feel like an idiot.
But
these ones, though,
like are quite a bit bigger. So like technique-wise and like being able to wrap your arms around mm-hmm. it was a little bit more difficult.
And are they heavier?
They weren't heavier.
Okay.
So I used, me and the boys used the 100-pound. And it's funny because like I was sizing them up a little bit, like kind of thinking like, oh, well, you can use the 120. I'm going to use the 100. We gave... we started with like the 60 because she'd never mm-hmm. done them before and worked up to a 70. And we started with working technique and I was teaching them how to move it. I'm like, well, have you guys lifted Atlas stones? Have you done stones?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, well, yeah, some of them, yeah. I'm like, well, it's exactly like that. It's literally the exact same thing. It's just a different material. But there was a joke, like we're joking as they're filming. So they're vlogging this whole thing.
Okay.
Mark's guys are vlogging the whole thing. It's me there taking these guys through a workout. And I was laughing because as I'm telling them the workout, I say, we're going to go D-ball, ground to shoulder. And we're in a powerlifting gym, in a gym where Mark Bell is very open about that he's like used steroids.
Okay.
Teach their own like that. I don't give a shit.
Right. And,
but like, and that's like in, you know.
Well, and he's owning it.
And I don't
he's
really
not
go,
trying to
yeah,
pretend.
No, and
I
don't really spend a lot of time like on his social or his YouTube, but like he's kind of known for the his openness about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were just laughing because I said D-ball, and that's like a slang for a steroid, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm looking at them, and I'm like just laughing. I was like, no. I'm like, okay. I'm like, in CrossFit, the type of ball I'm talking about is called D-ball. And they're like rubber, and they're hard because if you're in the sun, depending on the temperature, it's harder to move them because they become more malleable.
Oh, got it.
Right? But we went over to the balls, figured out the weights, and then we started the workout, which was 20 alternating step-ups, a high step up into ground to shoulder, into your sprint on the whatever your equipment was, mm-hmm. rest. We did 6 rounds. It was hard for them.
That sounds hard.
And I trained with them, but I also, in the middle of the workout, I would stop and help them with technique, like mm-hmm. as they were going. And I don't mind doing that. It's actually
you're always good about
it's
that.
Actually hard for me, like even when I
watch
like,
them
when
do
I
it
stopped
wrong.
Coaching so much, mm-hmm. like even when I come to West sometimes, mm-hmm. CrossFit West Santa Cruz is our gym. Mm-hmm. It is Gina's gym. She's an owner there. And I can't, it's like hard for me to sit across the room and like see someone who I know exactly what I need to say to help them understand the movement. Mm-hmm. So I have to go over and do that. So it was cool. I was able to help
them. It's
like
a compulsion.
Yes. I was able to help these guys move the ball so much easier. And then all of a sudden they were moving that weight so much easier. And that's like a big thing too. It's like it's things when your technique is off, things will feel harder and heavier.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you figure out the technique, it's like, oh wow, I'm so much stronger than I thought I was. Yeah, so I did that. It was really, really cool, really fun. We podcast before. You guys can check out Mark Bell's podcast. I'm not sure if it's out. It might be out, the one that I was on. And yeah,
you were just
this
morning, right?
Yeah, I just watched the vlog this morning. Mark sent me the link for it yesterday. And so this morning I was like, okay, I'll watch it. And I watched the whole video. And obviously, and this is while you were still sleeping, obviously, I don't really love to walk. I don't like to listen to myself, like talk.
Yeah, same.
So like I don't listen. Like, I watch our videos a uh-huh. lot because we're funny. I don't listen to podcasts that I'm on. Like once I do it, I don't really go back and re-listen to it.
Right.
I just ask people if they liked it. And then sometimes we'll read comments and just try to respond back. So this one, I kind of knew going into it, even I like going there a lot, and me and Mark are going to start doing me like with his company, we're going to start doing a bit more work together.
Mm-hmm.
I already know what I'm kind of getting myself into when it comes
right.
to people's reactions to me yeah. or comments and things like that. So I always, and I like to say that you can't surprise me. Like I've heard everything.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately. And,
but sometimes I am surprised. Sometimes I like the creativity. Like,
of the insult. Seriously.
Like I like it when people get a little more creative with their insults. In fact, I usually comment back and I'm like, nice.
Yeah. Good one.
Never heard that before.
I'm gonna like that
can't
comment.
Say that. But I watched the video and I was like, okay, I'll just read the comments a little bit. And of course, there's comments in there that were nice or whatever. And then there was not tons of comments. There was comments that are mean. And it's funny. We'll come back to some of those comments and I'll pull it up and we can read some. So then you guys can see me the way that they see me. But what's funny is like we're getting ready to come to work. And even though I know that what they're saying isn't accurate,
mm-hmm.
even if it's not about like that, it's so forward of like, oh, this chick definitely does steroids. Oh, I bet her dick's so big. Like, you know, like all this kind of stuff.
Who are these
like,
people?
The other comments, like about my appearance or whatever, it really changes the way that I see myself in the mirror and I can't even control it. Like I was trying to get ready and trying to get dressed and I'm over there and Gina's like, are you having a hard time getting dressed? I'm like, yes.
I know.
I don't know what to wear. I'm like, does this look okay? Does this look okay?
And you look amazing.
I'm like in the bathroom and our bathroom has terrible lighting. So I'm like trying to do my makeup and my hair, you know? And it's funny, like that.
Well, it's honest. I think it's so sad because I think that people are like, oh, no, you should just, you know, rise above. And yeah, of course you're going to do that. And of course, like at the core of you, you know that it's not true. But it of course, it's going to make an impact. You can't have people saying things like that and it not affect you.
Yeah. Well, and you know what?
That, I don't know if people really realize that. I don't know if they're just so rotten to the core.
Yeah,
that,
I mean, they're rotten.
Or if they
people.
Just feel so shitty about themselves that they just need to lash out. I mean, I can honestly say I've never watched, I mean, I've definitely watched something before where I'm like, oh, that's kind of weird. Or, you
well,
know,
so
I don't really
I.
like what they're saying or something like that. But to go out of your way to comment on somebody's looks or their, just to be so cruel, it blows me away that they would feel comfortable doing something like that. It's really sad to me.
Yeah, I mean, there are, you know, I try to remind myself, like on even on Instagram and things like that, but I think like my Instagram, I definitely get some mean comments, and now I'll get on some posts like more comments than other ones. And so I'll go through the comments and I try to comment back to people, and I do like, and yeah, I do my own social media. I'm not like a big celebrity that like doesn't do that. Right. So, and I'll see mean comments and now I'll just erase them, mostly just because I want, if they're really mean, you know, I just don't want, one, I love my people and my fans, because you guys, I mean,
for the most part, you have a lot of, I think the ratio of positive versus negative,
it's not positive, outweighs. It's not even close.
What's awesome is when all of your fans or people that love you go after that person for you.
Yeah.
You don't even have
and
to.
And that's the only time, like when I have gone in and like really like just erased a comment, because if I feel like that's taking over the comment section.
Right.
And there's the whole idea too of like, you know, any, if they're talking, like that's good. You know, it's good to have conversation. Mm-hmm. And but sometimes I'll erase comments just because I don't want like the vibe or the feeling or anyone new coming to my profile or anyone new coming to a YouTube video to like go to comment. And then what, you know, maybe they watch it and they feel a certain way, but then they read something. And even if it's not what they believe, but they're upset about it, I don't want them to leave the video feeling upset or like feeling mad at people or.
Well, and really it's, you know, you're already, if you're already kind of wanting to, you know, you're trying to promote people not saying these terrible, awful things. And it's nice that when the fans are all like going after that person, but then it also becomes like a witch hunt almost. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's kind of like two wrongs don't make a right. Like you don't want, you know, and it's nice of them to like want to do that for you. But then sometimes that gets out of hand, you know, when they're going after the person that's made the bad comment.
Yeah.
So you kind of don't want, you just don't want that negativity at all.
But it's going to be there.
Yep.
And
it's inevitable.
I am not on steroids, people.
No, you are
and
not.
And I never have been. And unfortunately, not unfortunately, but like the way that I look, like my physique, that's just a result of hard work. And in my sport, we don't like in CrossFit. And like this is for me to speak to among for everyone. Like I'm going to speak for all my friends in CrossFit and for people that maybe aren't necessarily my close friends, but, and don't be mad if I'm speaking for you, but we train for performance in mind. We train for strength in mind, and our bodies end up just looking the way that they're going to look based off of our genetics. And that's just the way that it is. It's like me, like I've been doing, you know, training high volume. I've been training the way I do for many years now. Mm-hmm. And like my weight is the same. You know, you definitely start, like things start to change and start to look a certain way. And that's a result of the hard work you're putting in. And I, like that's just the way that it is. Like that, this is what my body looks like. This is what it looks like with what my parents have given me. And that's it. You know, and so what?
And it's beautiful.
Thanks, Gina.
You're beautiful.
Tell me I'm pretty.
You are pretty.
But what I get irritated at is like people that can't just be logical. Like, okay, because I will tell you, I have 100% seen women and men that I can look at them and say, yeah. Okay. And that's even with me. That's not just looking at like me judging.
No.
It's more so like thinking, like looking at things and being pretty logical about a lot of stuff that are factors.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, but like I would say for me, people want to, initially, you don't want to, if you can't quite believe something because it seems so like out of your reach or like it couldn't be something that you could do,
Right.
Everything is now like, oh, well, that's not achievable without this. Oh, right. And so many men that will say stuff too. I'm like, you know, they're like, oh, a female could never have that without XYZ. And I love to come back and be like, well, you know, we were made the same way. Like, the right. only thing that makes me different than you is I have a vagina,
and a uterus. Right.
And my hormone levels are mm-hmm. different than yours, mm-hmm. but that's pretty much it. Like, you can't like all of a sudden think, oh, you just actually can't achieve any of that because you're a woman, or you can't achieve any of that as a woman naturally. But in reality, we all have muscle. We all, you know, we all have this stuff that when you put let's say a training model and you commit to it for a very long time, unless you yourself have done that and really tested it for a long time, mm-hmm. you have no floor to stand on with deciding what someone can and cannot do with hard work and like hard work in a lot of things, diet, sleep, like all these outside factors that allow you to be the best at your sport. And also we understand that people that are the best at their sport, you're a less than 1%. That may not be something that everyone can actually do, but you sure. want to know why they probably can't. One could be a genetic thing. Two could be because you don't want to put in years of training and focus and time right. and effort, you know? And so for me, it's like, okay, let's think logically about like the human body, or let's think logically about how a baby is made. In my case, I'm going to stop real quick. Read The Sport Gene. It's a book. Read that book mm-hmm. and then make some claims. And even when I read it, it opened, like, I already felt a certain way, but like it opened my eyes to be like, oh. And it's like stuff that you're sense. Like, wow, like I don't know why I never thought of it that way. You're a baby, embryo or whatever. You have two people that made you. If you come out as a girl, it doesn't mean only your mom made you.
Right.
If you come out as a boy, it doesn't mean only your dad made you. Also, all boys start as women, so fuck.
Is that true?
Yes.
I did not know
that. All babies are girls before they turn into boys.
That's a real thing.
Yeah. All babies have ovaries, and your ovaries drop into testicles. So I want, yes.
Is that a real thing?
That's a real thing. And that's a hormone thing. That's like when you start to, like your hormones, you get your chromosomes, right?
Yeah.
But babies all start as female.
Oh my God. My sister used to just like tease my son so much and tell him that he was born a girl and turned into a boy. So I guess that's actually true. No, he wasn't born a girl, but yeah.
Conceived as a girl, I guess. So for instance, in The Sport Gene, they kind of talk about very, very specific cases in the Olympics. And I'm not going to get into it because I don't have the book and I can't be very specific. Right. But just think about it this way. When you're a baby, you receive characteristics from both parties, from your male and female counterparts.
Right.
So there are characteristics that can allow you to be better at certain things based on your body. And so, for instance, like a male, if you guys aren't watching the video, I threw up my quotations.
Quotes.
A male characteristic is like narrow hips. Broad shoulders, long forearms, narrow hips for like running, you know, being mm-hmm. able to like be really agile, long forearms for throwing. And you can like take a lot of these characteristics like back to like just like through evolution, right? Of like what you needed to do. And like women have hips because they're childbearing hips. Like I was literally told one time, like maybe when you have a baby, your hips will widen and you'll have more of a female figure.
Like your balls dropping, your hips will drop.
My hips will drop and land wide and outside. And to me, I was like, I don't want wider hips. Like, don't, you know, like
you're fine the way you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, for instance, like, yeah. One, my arms are different lengths. Kind of weird. They end up being kind of similar, mm-hmm. but I have, and if you guys, you might be able to see it through photos on Instagram. I haven't really looked at it. I should post something to really show it.
Yeah.
My forearm is longer on one side by almost an inch, and my humerus, is that how you say it?
You were asking the wrong person.
Is same thing on the other side, like a little bit shorter by just over like half an inch. And you can see it if you look at like the length of my biceps, like if I like stand in like an anatomical position. Mm-hmm. I have narrow hips. I don't have really broad shoulders, though. But there are characteristics that you get from your father from your male donator that can make, that can definitely allow you to be better at certain things that happen to be very athletic, right? Running, sprinting, jumping, all these things that are male dominated sports or whatever.
You were made to look this way.
So if you think about it, just when you make a baby, it's like you're going to get characteristics from both parties. And that's just the way that it is, because that's how you make babies. And depending on, now we want to figure this out. It's like depending on your interests growing up, you could literally be perfect. Gina, remember how the doctor told you that you had a dancer break in your foot? And I was like, I didn't know you were a dancer.
Yeah, ballerina break.
Ballerina.
Yes.
You physically, let's say all of your characteristics, your everything could make you perfect.
Oh, like for a
to
certain...
be a ballerina. Okay?
Right.
But if you never are interested in that and you don't develop the skills to be the best at that, then you won't be that. And your body may never develop to look exactly
to look like
what a typical ballerina
makes
looks
sense.
Like. So
it's a good point.
It's like, and they talk, there's actually, I don't remember which country it was. They did a study. I think it was through like the Winter Olympics. And they took people from different sports mm-hmm. that because of like characteristics that they had, because of their explosiveness or like all these things that they had.
Oh, they could like they notice it early
like,
and like groom them.
But no, this was actually, I think it wasn't early. It was like later.
Oh, okay.
But they basically took people and they did like a study and they moved them into different sports and trained them in that because based off of, it was like a hypothesis, based off of those things, they should and could be really good at this. And they did that and it was actually very successful. I shouldn't say very successful, but they basically proved that. You know, but if you don't, if you could be built to be, you know, a pole vaulter, but if you don't ever have the interest in doing that, you would never know. Because
right.
No matter, like people that want to say, oh, they're genetics. It's like, well, you may have the genetics for it, mm-hmm. but it still takes a ridiculous amount of hard work. You have to develop that.
Right.
You have to develop that. And then based off of how you're built, that can definitely lend a hand into that sport. It's like in CrossFit, you start to see a lot of like the top level people all start to kind of have very similar physiques, similar height. And there might be outliers in there. You know, we used to see taller guys in the CrossFit games years back.
Mm-hmm.
But that's also before the sport and the people have become so developed.
Right.
And so good.
Mm-hmm.
And you start to weed out people that can't be good at everything. Can't be like
right.
really
They're
good
just
at
not
everything.
Built for it.
Because you're not built for it.
Right.
It's like putting you on a rower next to like Keely from the gym.
Right.
Well, like, how
she'd
tall
still
is she?
Probably kick
how,
my ass.
But
yes.
How tall is she?
No, I don't know, like 5 foot.
Yes. How tall are you?
Almost 5'10".
Yes.
Yeah.
You're built for a rower. You're built for
right.
like wall balls. If you have a high wall ball target,
mm-hmm.
anyone who's small hates it because they can't. It's like so much harder to get the ball to the target.
Right.
But then you take someone like Keely and put her doing toe to bar.
Oh, yeah.
Handstand push-ups.
I
and
can't
you're
do it.
Fucked.
I am.
You know, it's like,
right.
I'm fucked because it doesn't matter how
right,
fast
you're on the,
I move.
I feel like you're on the taller side
but,
some of the athletes.
But I am, if you look at the people that you would say, we're all very similar.
Mm-hmm.
Me, Katrin, Sarah.
Are you guys all the same height?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like very similar
uh-huh.
and all physically built quite
very,
the same.
Yeah.
Annie is taller, but not much. And then you have like Brooke Wells, she's about my height too. Maybe a,
is she? No, I
a
think
little,
she's
maybe
shorter a, than you.
I don't think so. Maybe
really?
A little bit smaller.
Okay.
So I'm just under 5'7".
Yeah.
And
well, it's funny how many people see you and they're like, "You're so tight. You're so much smaller than
yeah.
I thought."
You see me in most people see me in person. They're like, "Oh my God, you're so much smaller than,
you
than I thought you were."
You're like my little baby. I can carry you like a baby.
Gina's always like, "I'm just gonna put you in my pocket." But yeah. So moral of this conversation, besides the fact that I'm not on steroids, so go fuck yourself. Is that think logically, like before you want to judge anybody, one, you don't know them. Two, you don't know their parents. Three, you don't know their background.
Right.
You know, you don't know anything about them. So shut up.
Well, I just feel like people should get educated. But I honestly think that just some people just like to be mean.
Well, I'm 100. Yeah. I actually think that people are paid to troll.
Maybe. Hmm.
Hmm.
Maybe.
Maybe.
What a shitty job.
Yeah. Get more horrible. Creative with your, if you're getting paid to troll, maybe they should up your pay and you should be more creative with your insults.
Did you get any creative ones?
Oh, I have one that's kind of a backhanded comment that this is just from like an old video.
Mm-hmm.
And someone wrote, they said that I had the face of a model and the body of a man. And I commented back and I was like, oddly, that's a little endearing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so read me one bad comment.
Okay, so I'm just on this YouTube video. Oh, sorry, I feel like I had a burp.
Excuse me.
Okay. Steroids. Sorry, that was the first one. She's hot. Look at those pecs on her. Okay. Oh, I mean, here's one. I wish steroids would be legalized so we wouldn't have to deal with everyone hiding their usage and setting unrealistic expectations for people. Gotta love Mark for being open about it. Yeah, do gotta love Mark for being open about it. Two, my physique is not realistic for normal people.
I know.
Like, stop thinking that, like, if you lift one weight, you're gonna wake up like me. Like, that's literally, girls will come up to me and be like, I want to have be toned. I don't want to look like you.
And
I look
no
at him,
offense.
I look at him and I was like, oh, you won't.
Yeah. Sure. Sorry. You don't have it in you.
You're definitely.
You don't have it in you to do this much work.
I mean, this was nice. She carries just enough muscle to maintain her femininity while still looking hot. Any more would be too much.
Good job on getting the perfect blend.
Looks like she might have a bigger cock than me. Oh. Her voice is deeper. That's for sure. And you know what? I may have been
sick.
You don't
have a deep voice.
No, I mean, and so even this morning, I was listening to myself talk to you, and I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, my, you did not.
And then someone commented.
And I've seen you naked. You definitely do not have a cock.
No.
Everybody, she has a vagina.
Also, if I did have a cock, I wear really tight pants and shorts. Like,
pretty sure you'd see it.
Do you realize how far I'd have to pull it back and shove it in my own ass to, like, hide it? Oh, how do you hide it, Brooke? Oh, well, you know. I pull it back. I tuck it really hard.
I mean, there are people that do that.
But someone wrote and said her voice isn't that deep, so.
It's not. Well, let's. What?
She looks crazy. Like her head is too small for her body, or she's wearing a mask.
What?
So. That played a little role when I was getting ready this morning. Like, oh my God, I can't do anything with this. Oh my God, my head is
too small.
Not only
is it
too
small to put anything on it.
But I will say, I mean, I don't have a big head.
Well,
it's like fairly, okay.
Your head is in proportion to your body.
But I'm going to compare this to my family, okay? So like my sister she wears children's sunglasses.
One of my sisters does. Yeah.
And she has like a really small head for like hats and things.
I have a giant head.
I have like a more like normal hat head.
A
normal head where I can wear like normal hats. My dad has a pretty small head.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Whatever.
I'll do one more.
All right, one more and let's wrap it up. Let's not give it too much power. It's just too good.
Looks transgender, no homo.
Oh,
first
okay.
of all, I'm going to say about that, it's 2019.
Yeah.
And you know
thank
what?
You. And there's a lot of really beautiful.
If I were transgender, guess what? None of your business. Two, who cares? Three, you must find me really attractive, and you might be scared that you're liking someone who's of the same sex. So that's on you. That's on you, Playboy. Who does that sound like? Theo Vaughn. That's on you, Playboy.
Playboy.
So yeah.
All right. Well.
Comments are mean. I totally understand that I get way more good than bad. I don't like to read comments on YouTube. They're way worse. Comments on Reddit? Ugh. That will ruin you.
Just don't even go on it.
That will ruin you.
Yeah.
Put me in a dark place. I like to look different. I like to train. Growing up, I was teased so much for my physique, for my arms mostly. I have really buff arms. So does my mom and so do my sisters. And it took a long time to actually just really enjoy my body. One, because in my sport, it really allows me to be really good and perform really well. And also, yeah, I do have a baby face and I have a round face and I still have cheeks. And no, my cheeks are not fake.
Okay, let's not even go down that road.
But that's another thing. But like,
right.
I do have a round baby face. I do have a really hard body. that's the way that I look. And I do enjoy it because I look different than most people. Mm-hmm. I ask that a lot of you, if you're, even if you almost feel bad about it, if your first reaction to like look at me or look at, you know, other CrossFit athletes, or I really want to say CrossFit athletes, because a lot of people are like, oh, CrossFit, like there's no way women can do what they're doing.
Right.
Just sit back for a minute and just try and think about maybe what they actually do and like what their training schedule looks like to even achieve the level that they're competing at.
Right.
You know, it's not something that you could probably ever even fathom.
Right.
You know, it is their life. And it's amazing what your body can do when you add these outside sources. It's like when you get strong or you get muscle and you get or maybe, you know, it's amazing what your body can do when you add outside sources like McDonald's and Wendy's.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So be a little bit more logical with that in mind. Give people the benefit of the doubt always. And it's none of your business and it doesn't affect you.
Well, they're just, you know, there's bullies when you're younger, and they're adult bullies.
That, but if you're listening to this podcast, I hope that I can help you become a better person.
I would love that.
And that is coming from minding your own business and maybe try and think like better of people that you don't know, and don't immediately expect the worst or whatever you think the worst is, right? Because you're uncomfortable. Like if someone makes you uncomfortable, that's okay. It's okay to be uncomfortable, but you don't need to try and tear someone down, especially at the end of the day after you've torn them down. It didn't change anything for you, but it may have changed a lot for them.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for listening.
Think about it.
Thank you for listening to Between the Reps with Brooke and Gina. Remember to like, subscribe, rate, review, subscribe. Rate, review, and subscribe.
God, we're terrible at that.
It's my first day.
Five-star rating. Oh, my God. Five-star rating.
We're ending this because now we can't speak.
Yeah.
Yes. Rate, review, subscribe.
Five-star rating. Thank you for listening.
And we will see you and talk to you next time.
Love you guys. Bye.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.